Story hii ni kuhusu mjomba wangu Sally.
Watatu means three people.
Nick Redding, founder and executive director of the NGO SAFE, sponsored arts for education. He is the director of Watatu.
Rafiki yake wa karibu sana. Kakangu Yusuf. Na mji wangu wa Mombasa.
It refers to three main characters, the two best friends, and the nephew, who's the young man who's becoming radicalized. And also in the documentary element of the film, there are three characters where audiences can take over their roles and change the outcome of the story.
The manner in which you made Watatu, the film, was inspired by the Forum Theatre of Augusto Boal, whereby spectators determine the fate of the performance.
Exactly. We found it an incredible, a powerful way to engage communities to find solutions to the problems they were facing. And we've used it for a number of issues, for HIV, for female genital mutilation abandonment. And this film, Watatu, which is about radicalization, was based on a Forum Theatre play that we did in the run-up to the election in 2013, which was looking at the conflict between the Christian and Muslim communities. And when we were approached by a company that wanted to do some work on radicalization, we said we would be able to adapt that play to have a story of radicalization. So that became the first Forum film we've ever made. So it is basically a film which has a bad ending, and then it becomes a documentary while the play is performed live to audiences, and they are given the opportunity to take over these three characters and change the outcome of the story by interacting with the young man who has become radicalized. And then the end of the film is written entirely by the citizens of Mombasa.
It was an advantage of having that movie in Swahili. It really made them to feel that these people are talking our language. It really gave the atmosphere of what is happening, and most of the discussion was like, these guys are talking about it like they have seen what our problem. So the reaction was positive reaction, because many people wanted to have a discussion on us, but they were lacking the right communication tools.
That was David Kalume, Communication Program Officer of SAFE in Kenya. Why did you choose this tool, a movie, to address the issue of violence and radicalization?
Well, a play is a wonderful thing, and I do think the interpersonal contact of theatre is hard to beat. But a film can reach many more people. The costs of performing a live theatre show are extremely high in comparison. But what we've found with Watatu, which I think is most interesting, is that because people watch the documentary interventions happening, they become very active as an audience member. So even people watching the film have an engagement which is above the normal engagement you would find just watching a movie. So it's an incredibly successful way of sparking debate and discussion. And it's something that I think we're very keen to replicate with our next film.
Watatu is not just a movie, is it? It's a tool helping you in your work with, in this case, the youth of Kenya or
yes.
Mombasa.
The Muslim youth at the coast are angry, and they have very justifiable reasons to be angry. The coastal region of Kenya has been occupied by Yemenis, by Omanis, by Portuguese, by the British, and there is a strong sense now that it's occupied by upcountry Kenyans. Not by all people, but by some people. And this is compounded by discrimination against young Muslim men. The character in the film is a university graduate, and he can't get a job, but he sees people arriving from upcountry who've only completed their secondary education, and they're getting jobs in front of him. There's also a lot of anger about access to title deeds and land. People who've lived on land for generations find that they are unable to get a title deed, but someone from upcountry will buy the plot next door and he will get a title deed. So these kind of injustices create a lot of anger. And the government response to this anger is to impose arbitrary arrest, and at times there have been many cases reported of extrajudicial killings. So the young people need to have a way of discussing the issues that are bothering them. And this film is our tool to bring people together and allow them a forum to give voice to these concerns and to look for other ways than a radical group to address their grievances. And the majority of Kenyans, of coastal Kenyans, want to be Kenyan. There is a Muslim majority voice that is being silenced by extremists at the coast. And as in the film, most Coastarian Muslims, they want to be part of Kenya. They want to live in peace with their Christian neighbors. They want development. They want tourism. So the film for us is a way of raising that majority voice.
Benson Obiva is an actor. He plays the role of the policeman in Watatu. He's also the finance manager of SAFE. Watatu talks about how a young unemployed man is enrolled by Al-Shabaab, the Somali terrorist group. Is that often the case for most of the young people in Mombasa and on the coastal region of Kenya?
Yeah, that is the case, because they feel that is the only way they are going to be heard, because the terror groups are sharing a common idea and they are ready to listen to them. That's why they join, because they believe that they are fighting a common battle. And they fall in the trap because no one has given them the chance or a platform to be able to express their feelings and also to give out their views.
There is a growing separatist movement gaining sympathy, particularly amongst the youth.
Nick Redding.
There's an organization called the Mombasa Republican Council who have been agitating for the coastal region to become separatist, a separate state. And that certainly is getting a lot of support. Certainly in some of the areas that we work in, we see as much as 30% of young people are supporting this idea. But they are the most marginalized and they're almost entirely unemployed. I mean, unemployment is a massive problem. But in terms of Al-Shabaab, you know, if there were thousands of people who were ready to attack and carry out atrocities, then they would be happening all the time. We just have a geographical proximity to where Al-Shabaab is based. And the authorities have managed to thwart certain activities, but it's not as widespread, I think, as people like to put forward. We do need to engage young people and give their voice a platform and help them try and address their grievances.
Thank you, Nick Redding. Thank you, Benson Obiva. Thank you, David Kalume. And it's goodbye from me, Zinat Hansrud.